For February Day 12, we were told to join Poetry Night, which is a celebration of poetry through Twitter and, in this case, Audioboo. We were told to either write or pick a poem that we'd like and then read it and post it on Audioboo for all the world to hear. I thought I'd choose a poem that I'm currently studying as part of my A2 English coursework, which is by Robert Frost and is titled Out, Out. The buzzsaw snarled and rattled in the yard and made dust and dropped stove-length sticks of wood, sweet-scented stuff when the breeze drew across it. And from there, those that lifted eyes could count, 5 mountain ranges, one behind the other, under the sunset far into Vermont. And the saw snarled and rattled, as it ran light or had to bear a load. And nothing happened. Day was all but done. Cool it a day, I wish they might have said, to please the boy by giving him the half hour that a boy counts so much when saved from work. His sister stood beside them in her apron to tell them supper. At the word, the saw, as if to prove saws knew what supper meant, leaped out at the boy's hand, or seemed to leap. He must have given the hand. However it was, neither refused the meeting. But the hand. The boy's first outcry was a rueful laugh, as he swung towards them holding up the hand, half in appeal, but half as to keep the life from spilling. Then the boy saw all. Since he was old enough to know, big boy, doing a man's work, though a child at heart, he saw all spoilt. Don't let him cut my hand off. The doctor, when he comes. Don't let him, sister. So. But the hand was gone already. The doctor put him into the dark of ether. He lay and puffed his lips out with his breath. And then, the watcher at his pulse took fright. No one believed. They listened at his heart. Little, less, nothing. And that ended it. No more to build on there. And they, since they were not the one dead, turned to their affairs.